So Rav Bolzer, we began last Tuesday to discuss Shomer Ka'ona. What I want to do is, I found an article here by one of the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and he gives us not only an overview of a lot of the things that we discussed, but he also gives us an insight. And his name is Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Tucker, Tet Vav Kuf Reish. And this sefer was just published 5 years ago. It's called the Oel HaMoed. And if this article that I happen to get my hands on is indicative of the kind of analysis that he's capable of, then I would definitely want to get his sefer, and maybe has more than one sefer. Okay. So let's just review the last point that we made, the last, shall we say, section of the shiur on Tuesday. We were discussing the question of Birchas Kohanim. And the issue is the following. Does Shomer Ka'ona operate in Birchas Kohanim such that one Kohen...
Bring it down a little, like we can see your forehead.
Is that better? Really,
thank you. Yeah, yes, thank you.
So that one Kohen can be Mevarech, Yivrech Hashem V'Yishmerecha, and the other Kohanim will hear that Kohen's Bracha, and they'll be Yotzei, their mitzvah of Kol Sivarchus B'nei Yisrael, by hearing that Kohen's Bracha. So we pointed out that we're not sure that Shomer Ka'ona would operate in this context. We found many, many sources for Shomer Ka'ona and different situations in which Shomer Ka'ona operates, for example, in brachos in general. And we spoke about Kriyas HaMegillah. And we spoke about Kiddusha and Tefillah and Kiddush. In all those cases, Shomer Ka'ona. But in the case of Birchas Kohanim, there might be an exception to the rule. And the reason for that is what I call the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, that was my Rebbe's great-grandfather, he said that there's a separate halacha, a requirement that's unique to Birchas Kohanim, which is called B'kol Ram. That the Kohanim have to be Mevarech in a loud voice. Normally, you can whisper something, and as long as it's, you know, if you put your ear up to your mouth, you would hear it, it's audible, that's sufficient. And that would apply to all the mitzvahs that we mentioned before. But in the case of Birchas Kohanim, there's a separate requirement of being mashmia b'kol ram, with a loud voice. Says the Beis HaLevi that this goes beyond the limits of Shomer Ka'ona. Shomer Ka'ona means that the dibur relates to me. Your dibur, let's say Reuven speaks, Shimon's listening, and through his shmia, somehow the dibur of Reuven relates to Shimon. But not all of its details. You could say that in some sense, Reuven operates on behalf of Shimon. Shimon, through his shmia, picks up the dibur, but it doesn't go as far as to include the kol ram. That's already a very specific nature or quality of the dibur, and that quality does not in any way relate to the shomer. I think what the Beis HaLevi is doing is he's isolating the abstract from the concrete. Shalom Aleichem. What I mean to say is, let's strip the dibur of all its, you know, manifestations, its nuances, and just talk about the bare bones dibur. The bare bones dibur can relate to the Shomea from Reuven to Shimon through the mechanism of Shomea Kohanim. But the way that Reuven does it, if he stands on his head, or if he stretches his arm out, or if he raises the decibel volume level of his voice, that's not included in Shomea Kohanim. There's a halachic mechanism that takes Reuven's dibur and relates it, attaches it to Shimon the Shomea. But not, there's the fact that Reuven was wearing a blue tie when he recited the bracha. Does that mean that Shimon is considered that he, anything that is external to the, what I call the kishkis, the guts of the dibur, that already is outside the realm, the purview of Shomea Kohen. And since in Birchas Kohanim, the requirement is what? Bekol Ram. That Bekol Ram is not the essential Amira or Dibur, and therefore it doesn't relate to the second Kohen, we'll call him Shimon. Shimon therefore has not fulfilled his obligation. That's what we did last week. And we mentioned that perhaps that would justify why it is that when it comes to Aseres Bnei Haman, the minhag is, and that's codified in the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sadi, that every single member of the Kahal should recite the Aseres Bnei Haman on his own. And the reason for that is because with regard to Aseres Bnei Haman, there's halacha of b'neshima achas, in one breath. That already is outside the bare bones, kishkis, this skeleton of the dibur. And it cannot relate to the Shomea. The Shomea has to personally create a kriya that's b'neshima achas. That's where we got to last week. And now I have this article, which is in the Sefer called Ohel HaMoed, and he found a sefer called Shut. Shut, of course, is Shilas and Chuvis. Reshit Bikurim. And who is the author of this book? This is Rav Bezalel HaKohen Mivilna, one of the giants of Vilna back 150, 200 years ago. Really a brilliant scholar. And in this Tshuva sefer, Rav Bezalel HaKohen, okay, emphasize that he was a Kohen, was visiting Italy. And in the city of Trieste in Italy, he davened with a Sephardic minion, and they gave him a special kavod. The Sephardim in Chutz Laretz recite Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis, like we do here in Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. So they gave this Rav Bezalel HaKohen a special kibud. He would recite Birchas Kohanim out loud, and all the other Kohanim would listen to his bracha. And Rav Bezalel, in this Tshuva Sefer called Reishis Bikurim, writes that he was amazed to find such a minhag, which he had never seen before, that he would recite the Birchas Kohanim called Ram, and all the other Kohanim would listen to his bracha, and they would fulfill their mitzvah through Shomea Kohanim. And the Goen, Rav Bezalel HaKohen, says that as he was walking up to the Bima to recite Birchas Kohanim on behalf of all the other Kohanim, a thought occurred to him. Okay, you have to be a Goen for this. And he remembers a Mishnah in Masechta Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, which he never understood. Well, he understood most of it, but there was one piece in the Mishnah that he didn't understand. The Mishnah describes a minhag that the one who got maftir would be given, I would call it a booby prize, because actually maftir is not olah l'minyan shiva, you could even call it katnam, but in order to perk up the person who got who got maftir, they used to give him a whole bunch of other kibudim. He became like a one-man show. And the Mishnah says that number one, he would be maftir binavi, right? And that's our minhag to this very day, that the one who gets the last aliyah maftir reads the haftorah from the navi. And they heaped upon him a bunch of other kibudim as well. For example, he would be over lifnei ateva. He would be appointed as the Shliach Tzibur. He would be Pores Alashma, which means he would recite Baruch Hu, and again, back in the day, that meant he would also recite the first bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema out loud. So he was really the representative of the Tzibur. Once they gave him Maftir, they gave him the whole bit. So you can imagine what it costs to buy Maftir. Okay, never mind. But then the Mishnah adds another three words. Four words. V'hu nose eskapov. Obviously, if he's a Kohen, he'll duchim. V'hu nose eskapov. But if he's a Kohen, he's nose eskapov, even if he wasn't the maftir. What relationship is there? This was Rav Batzala Kohen Mivilna's question on the Mishnah, which for many, many years he never understood this Mishnah. What's the relationship between getting maftir and giving the kibud of Kohen Nose Eskapa? And if he didn't get maftir, he wouldn't be Nose Eskapa? And he said he was unhappy with all the explanations he heard. For example, there was one explanation that he heard that one of the Kohen would be the first to begin the bracha and then all the others would follow suit. He didn't like that pshat. And he looked at the Tosfos Yontif, who gave one pshat, the Tiferes Yisrael, the Yochanan Boz gave a different pshat. He was always unhappy. Now he came to Trieste in Italy. Nachadaito, he finally understands what's going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that he, the Yola Maftir, and only he, is going to recite Birchas Kohanim. What's going to be with all the other Kohanim? They're going to listen, and they'll be Yotzei through Shomeiko. So just like he's a Shliach Tzibur for Kriyat Shema, for being Poris Al Shema, and he's the Kriya, and he's the Shliach Tzibur for Chazoras Hashatz, and he's the Shliach Tzibur for reciting the Haftorah, he also becomes the Shliach, not in this case of the Tzibur, but of the Kohanim, to recite Birchas Kohen. Joe?
Could you say maybe there's, I mean, I don't know how they did in Italy, but I know the Sephardim, if I'm not mistaken, here, they only do Birchas Kohanim by Musaf. And maybe that Indian, in Eretz Yisrael, you do it at Shacharis and Musaf, right? Correct?
Could
so
be.
So maybe the Indian of doing Birchas Kohanim by Musaf is not the same as at Shacharis. So that in that situation...
Well, no, Joe, I think you're raising a different question. What generates the chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim? Is it the tefillah or is it the day itself?
No, there's right, one. So Shacharis would be the day. Musaf is like the Korban Musaf. So one person could do, only one person brings the Korban Musaf.
No, hold on, Joe. You misunderstood me. What I meant to say that the day is Mechayev Birchas Kohanim, meaning that just like the day is Mechayev tefillah, and on a deraisa level, how many times a day do I have to daven? Only once. So too in Birchas Kohanim, a Kohen only has to duchen once during the course of the whole day.
Correct.
Whether he duchens in Shacharis or Musaf, that's a different question. Now,
no, so that's
wait,
what
let me just finish one point.
Okay.
So the Ashkenazim will say that the Mechayev of Birchas Kohanim is not the day, but rather what? The tefillah. Every tefillah in and of itself engenders its own chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim. The fact that the Kohen duchen in Shacharis does not in any way exempt him from his obligation to duchen at Musaf or at Mincha. The Sephardic minhag is that once a day you are Nosei Eskapov, and the question is, which tefillah is singled out for Birchas Kohanim? And the answer to that question depends upon what we call Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknu, meaning Nesias Kapayim is like a karbon, it's an avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Which of the various tfilos on Shabbos or on Yontif can be singled out as the Beis HaMikdash tfilo? as the Karbanos tefillah? And what's going to be the answer? Which tefillah of all the tefillahs of Shabbos is totally formulated around the Karban?
Musaf.
So therefore they attach the Avodas HaKohenim of Nesias Kapayim to tefillahs Musaf. But we're asking a different question, Joe. What we want to know about now is, can one Kohen recite Birchas Kohanim in such a way that the other Kohanim, by simply listening, can fulfill their obligation?
I understand. Yeah. I don't want to get off. I don't want to.
All right, so let's talk a little later. I just want to finish this one presentation, Joe, if you could. So then, the Mishnah says, let's be Machabi the Bala Maftir with the Nesias Kapayim. Makes no sense. What are you going to do with all the other Kohanim? The answer is the other Kohanim will listen to this one particular Kohen. He has the covet of being the Shliach on behalf of all the other Kohanim. They listen and they Yotze. And therefore, in this tshuva, Rav Bezalel HaKohen Mivilna comes to the conclusion that, guess what? Shomea Kohane works, it operates with regard to Birchas Kohanim. He's completely oblivious to the argument of the Beis Halevi about Bekol Ram. And he quotes the Netziv Mivalajin, who also in Marome Sadeh came to the exact same conclusion that one Kohen can be Mevarech on behalf of the other Kohen.
The whole argument of Bekol Ram, is that like individual Bekol Ram, or is that just, maybe it's just one person has to be Bekol Ram in front of the Tzibur? Like what's...
Well, keep in mind that Birchas Kohanim is what we call a Chovas Yachid. Each individual Kohen has his obligation. When we stipulate all sorts of conditions in the midst of Birchas Kohanim, we're addressing every single individual Kohen. It's not like, you know, sometimes you have a Chovas or a Kiyum Tzibur, and then, you know, we can sort of churn it out amongst the whole group of us. Here, we're not talking about a Chovas Tzibur. Obviously, the Kohen is only chayv to be Mevarech a Tzibur, but that's his personal obligation. You should know on the side, I don't want to get into it now, it's totally irrelevant, but the Chasam Sofer has a whole tshuva. What happens if a Kohen was Noseis Kapov in Minyan X, and then he happens to be around, you know, and Minyan Y comes in, and he's the only Kohen, and the Chasam Sofer wants to know, can they invite him to Duchen once he's already fulfilled his mitzvah of Birchas Kohen in the first Minyan? And it's very interesting that he comes to the conclusion that every single tzibur could engender a new chiyuv on this very same Kohen, and therefore he could duchen multiple times on a single day. But it wasn't so posh. Right, that's off on the side. Okay, so now, Rabosai, let's line it up. Do you know what I mean by line it up? You know, line up the shitos. We've got Rav Bezalel HaKohen Mivilna and the Netziv Mivalajin on the one side. They hold that Shomea Kohen applies to Birchas Kohanim. And on the other side, we have the Beis HaLevi, who says that, please, no snowballs here. Or, I don't know what you're throwing.
He was misbehaving, I had to punish him.
Okay. Now, and the other side is the Beis HaLevi, who says that, alright, Shomea Kohen as a universal rule applies, but the exception is Birchas Kohanim. You cannot apply the principle of Birchas Kohanim, of Shomea Kohanim to Birchas Kohanim, because of the requirement of Bikol Ram. Okay. Now here's where the Ohel HaMoed comes into the picture. He says the following. If we want to sink our teeth into this controversy, into this machlokes, what we need to do is to clara chakira, as we say, to raise two different definitions to Shomea Kohane. How does Shomea Kohane operate? What is the mechanics of Shomea Kohane? Now, let me try to convey what I think he's going to present before I read it inside. in my own humble words. There are two ways of understanding Shomei HaKohanim, and they're fundamentally different one from the other. The first way of defining Shomei HaKohanim is that through Shmia, I'm Yotze with your Dibur. Okay, let me try to flesh that out a little bit. There's Reuven and the Shimon. Reuven is reciting a bracha. Shimon is listening to the bracha. Shimon fulfills his obligation through Shomei HaKohanim. How does that work? The way it works is that through Shmia, the Torah considers Reuven's Amira as meaningful for Shimon. Shimon somehow is Yotze, he fulfills his obligation through Shmia. But the Dibur remains the Dibur of Reuven. Shimon is Yotze, his obligation, he discharges his duty by listening. But listening is not magically a replacement of the Dibur. Listening means that Reuven's Dibur is meaningful for Shimon. Why? Why should Shimon have any claim to be related to Reuven's declaration, his recitation? The answer is because of Shomea. He's a Shomea. If he's a Shomea, that gives him credit to, so to speak, link in to the Amira and the recitation of Reuven. It's like, you remember the old operators, you know, where they, you know, if you saw it in the old movies, where the operator plugs in the, you know, she puts the plugs in the right thing. So basically, I'm listening, I'm sort of plugged in to Yenim's Amira, his Amira, and although he's the Medaber, I'm the Shomer. And the Torah says you don't have to be the Medaber. You could be Yotze through someone else's Dibur vicariously as long as you're a Shomer. That's the first interpretation. The second interpretation goes a step further. And that is that Reuven's Dibur now becomes Shimon's Dibur. Shimon makes a kinyan. He acquires ownership, in inverted commas, ownership over Reuven's Dibur. The difference between the two is, whereas in the first case, our first definition, Reuven remains the Medaber. In the second case, no. Shimon becomes the Medaber. Through the mechanism of Shomea Keoneh, it's as if Shimon recited that piece, whatever it might be, the bracha, or the Megillah, or Kriya Shema, whatever it might be. A Kriya Shema is an exception, as we mentioned earlier. So let me read it to you inside. He says, Ha'im, this is the first possibility, Nischadesh bedin Shomei HaKohanim, ki shmias hadibur nechsheves atzma, ke'ilu shu kiyem es ha-mitzvah. The Torah says that your Shmia is enough for a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Were you a medaber? The halacha doesn't make you into a medaber. You're only a shomea. But shomea is kimedaber. What does it mean? Ke'one? Not that he's an one. He didn't say anything. But you know what? As far as the practical bottom line halachic ramifications are concerned, it's as if you were the medaber. Meaning that your yotze, your chiyuv, through shmia alone, and the dibur remains the dibur of Reuven. Oh, the second possibility, ein shmia nechsheves kedibur. I can't say that through shmia it's as if you recited something and you yotze. El mischadesh. What is the essence of Shomei HaKohanim? Shediburo. Wow. It means that when you, Reuven, recite something and I, Shimon, hear it, you, Reuven, are standing as my representative, what do we call it? Power of attorney, right? You're my power of attorney, but according to the halacha, it's as if Shimon was the medaber. The dibur of Reuven now relates to Shimon as if Shimon was the medaber. In the first pshat, no, Reuven is the medaber. But Shimon is considered like a medaber, and he's yotze with Shmia. In the second pshat, the Shmia has a tremendous power, such that now the dibur of Reuven relates to Shimon. It's a quasi shlichus halach. Again, it's not the real classical shlichus like in Gittin or Kiddushin or Kinyanim, but it works in a mechanical way like shlichus, where shlucho shalom kimoso, the dibur of Reuven relates back to Shimon as if Shimon himself had implemented the dibur. In other words, let me ask you a question just to see if you followed what I said. This is like a quiz question. Who did the Maisa Mitzvah? Was it Reuven who did the Maisa Mitzvah? Who did the Maisa Mitzvah? Was it Reuven who did the Maisa Mitzvah or Shimon who did the Maisa Mitzvah?
Depends.
If it's the first way, who did the Maisa Mitzvah? Let's see if you can get this right. Reuven, excellent. If you go with the second way, who did the Maisa Mitzvah according to the halacha? I'll be doing Shimon.
Okay. So can I just
have please, Ira, speak or drop louder.
Isn't the whole general principle of why Shemek on it worked because of a Revu's Koyisrael or Revu's Elazah? So isn't that really for the first and not the second one? Isn't the whole idea that because a Revu's is there that I'm doing it and you're Shemaic on it like the first one?
It's an excellent question, Ira, but I think the answer to your question is that even if I go with the second approach, we still need a relationship between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven as the Shliach and Shimon as the Mishaleach. There are all sorts of limitations in Hilcha Shlichus. Not everyone can become my Shliach and represent me in such a way that his action relates to me. Arvus is going to be the precondition to set up the relationship here between Reuven and Shimon, between the Shliach and the Mishaleach. Oh, now we get to the issue of Birchas Kohen. Which one of the two definitions is maintained by the Beis HaLevi and therefore Birchas Kohanim is the exception to the rule and is no Shemek Kohanim? David?
First one.
Excellent. You know what, David? I'm impressed because I thought you would fall into my trap. But you didn't. And I say Kol HaKavod, I tip my hat off to you because intuitively I was thinking that the Beis HaLevi would operate. Okay, let me stop talking for a minute, and David, let's hear what you have to say.
Well, in the second case, Shemei Kohen means as if Shimon did it himself. So okay. Therefore the Kol Ram is done also.
Ah.
In the first case, you only heard it.
You fell into my trap then. Okay. It's okay, David, don't worry. We're still on board. Listen carefully.
We're smarter than falling into the trap.
Kol Ram is not something that lends itself to shlichus. If Reuven's Maisa Mitzvah is his kriya, then since the Maisa Mitzvah of Reuven had Kol Ram in it, it becomes an absolute bona fide, genuine, full-fledged Maisa Mitzvah as far as Birchas Kohanim is concerned. If Shimon could magically be Yotze with Reuven's kriya, with Reuven's bracha, then automatically he has the Kol Ram. I don't need to take Reuven's Kol Ram and relate it to Shimon. All I need to say is that Reuven had a Kol Ram, and Reuven's Kol Ram is the Maisa Mitzvah. Shimon is Yotze through Shmia. In other words, Shimon Shmia links him up to Reuven's Maisa Kriya or Maisa Bracha. Whatever inheres in that Maisa Bracha, that gives Shimon through Shmia the ability to be Yotze. So if we take the first definition, then we can justify the sheet of Rabbi Bezalel Mivilna, that indeed what he saw in Italy, one Kohen can be Mavarech. How are the other Kohenim Yotze? The answer is because his bracha was Bekol Ram. They Yotze through Shmia. They're not considered as if they made the bracha. They don't have to make the bracha. They are Yotze, so to speak, vicariously through the Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Bracha of Ruvain, in this case of Bezalel. However, the Beis HaLevi understands differently. Beis HaLevi understands that I could be Yotze with Shmia. I could be Yotze with Shmia, but I cannot link up to the Kol Ram. I can link up to the Dibur in such a way that I'm Yotze, because that Dibur now relates to me, but I cannot say that the Dibur B'Kol Ram relates to me. Let me read to you this language. He says, Habeis HaLevi Nakat, Nakat means he assumed, Kehatzad, like that Tzad in the Chakira, Shashmia Nechsheves Kedibur, that it's as if he himself is the Medaber. V'lachein posa ki lo nitan lotzeis yidei birchas kohanim al yidei shomei kohane v'taymo ki nehi shashmia nechsheves kedibur ach lo nechsheves kedibur b'kol ram ach im nomar kitzad rishon shel hachakira shehu yotze v'diburo shel ruvein v'diburo shel ruvein umaisa mitzvah v'al yidei dibur shel ruvein yotze shimon yidei chovaso Kevan Sheruvain Diber B'Kol Ram, Madua Lo Yetzei Shimon Yedei HaMitzvah. But rather, Muchach Ki Ledas Beis HaLevi Shomei HaKohana Pirusho Shashmiah Nechsheves Kemaisa Dibur. The Shmia allows the Dibur of Ruvain to relate to Shimon and make Shimon into a Medaber. Avolon Ischadish Shenechsheves Kedibur B'Kol Ram. That much he can't do. His Shmia can allow him to be a Medaber, but it cannot make him into a Medaber B'Kol Ram. I'm very impressed. I mean, again, I was back and forth, and now I think I have it clear. Now, he has another very important paragraph here which I want to get to, but before we get to that, I want to ask you the following question. You remember that we discussed at great length last week the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in a case of someone who's in the middle of his silent Shmon Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kiddusha. What should he do? Should he stop, interrupt the Shmon Esrei, and listen to Kiddusha to be Yotzei Zayin, the mitzvah of Kiddusha? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, listen silently. And Tosa's name, you can't do that because Shomei Kohone, and it makes you into a mafsik. Rabosai, I believe that the machlokas Rashi and Tosa's is this chakira. Okay, now let's see if we can get it right. If I go with the first tzad in the chakira, who do I agree with, Rashi or Tosa's?
Rashi.
Excellent. Rashi is right. If I go with the second shot, then Tosa's is right. If the second shot means that through Shlichus, the Dibur of Reuven relates to Shimon as if he's the Medaber, I've got a serious problem here, because I cannot be Medaber even for Kedusha in the middle of my silent Shmon Esrei. But if I go with the first definition, that it's Reuven who's doing the Maisa Dibur, and not Shimon, that Shimon is being Yotze magically through Shmia, then, if that be the case, then we can accept the sheet of Rashi. The second definition would be the sheet of Tosfos, namely, that Shomea Kaona converts the Shomea into the Medaber. Says Tosfos, if that be the case, you've got a serious problem of a hefsek. If now, through listening to Ruvain's Kaddish or Kedusha, you become a Medaber, because his Dibur now is your Dibur, as if you made the recitation, then you've got a problem of hefsek. Ah! I was very, very happy about this. Now he has another paragraph. The Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish argues vehemently against the Beis Halevi. And he brings a raya. He says, how could the Beis Halevi be possibly right in assuming that the Dibur now becomes the Dibur of the Shomea? He says, if that be the case, then the Beis Halevi is saying you can relate the Dibur itself to the Shomea, but not the Kol Ram. What are you going to do with Kriyas HaMegillah? In Kriyas HaMegillah, we have a classical case of Shomea Ka'oneh. And yet, in Megillah, we have another condition. And that is that the Kriya has to be Mitoch HaMegillah, Mitoch HaKsav, and Kara Bal Peh Lo Yotza. Okay. So who did the Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, Rabosai? Was it Reuven, the Mashmiah, or Shimon the Shomea? Hello, anybody home? Again, Reuven read the Megillah. Who read Mitoch HaKsav? Reuven or Shimon the Shomea? Reuven, correct? Now wait a minute. I got a problem here. Because if Shimon is being Yotze because of his Kriya, the way the Beis Halevi understood it, okay, he had a Kriya, but it was a Kriya Bal Peh. You cannot say that the Kriya Mitoch HaKsav was Shimon's Kriya. Says the Chazon Ish, you see from this that Shomea Kona means that Shimon is not the Korea, he's not the Mashmiya, Reuven is the Mashmiya, and Shimon is Yotze through the listening to Reuven's Maisa Mitzvah, Reuven's Maisa Kriya is Mitoch HaKsav, and therefore Shimon's Shmiya is sufficient for him to be Yotze. But if I go with the Beis HaLevi, then I have a serious problem, because the Beis HaLevi wants to take the Kriya of Reuven and pass it on related to Shimon as if Shimon was the Korei, but he doesn't have the Mitoch HaKsav.
So the same with the Chalukah Rashi Tosfos?
And therefore, I mean, the Chazon Ish doesn't go as far as relate to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That was our Shtickle Torah. But you're right, David, in the context of the framework that we created, we're going to have a problem here, because we maintain that according to Tosfos, it's as if you heard, through your hearing, it's as if you read, it's like a shlichus in which we relate Reuven's Kriya over to Shimon. If that be the case, where's the Mitoch HaKsav?
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Another, based on the second approach.
Yeah.
If I made kiddush for another individual.
Oh.
Fine. What if I made kiddush for another individual once, and then I make kiddush for a group of people, and that individual's in the group? Based on the second approach, you're going to tell me that that individual is saying kiddush twice.
Well, there are two answers to your question. By the way, that's not my phone. Oh, okay. I was able to shut off my phone. So there are two answers to your question. Number one, even if I'll go as far as to say that Shimon now has heard kiddush a second time, but it's not a bracha of Atollah. You know, there's that I can hear kiddush a million times. Bracha of Atollah would only be if I enunciated the name of God. He didn't do so. But even more than that, I would tell you that Shimon is not going to be Yotze kiddush a second time through Shomea Kohanah, because Shomea Kohanah only means that when it's necessary for you, the Mashmiya Reuven, to be my shliach, the Shomea, then you will function as my shliach, and your kriya will relate to me. If I don't have any chiyuv, then I don't pick up your kriya. It's completely over the head. It's superfluous. Now listen, I thought you were going to bring the Chazon Ish's second proof. The halacha of kiddush is very interesting, because kiddush requires alakos. The recitation of kiddush itself, which we do in Ma'ariv, is not going to clinch this mitzvah of kiddush alakos. According to the Beis HaLevi, I can take the kiddush of Reuven and relate it to Shimon, but Shimon does not have kiddush alakos. Therefore, the Chazon Ish concludes that the magic of Shomea Kohanah means that the Shomea is Yotze with the Kriya of the Mashmiya, and his Kriya was kiddush alakos. Beautiful. And now, Rabosai, I want to show you another tshuva that I found. Just give me a minute to locate it in my papers here. And that's the tshuva of the Mikrai Kodesh.
So how does Tosfot answer that problem with Kiddush?
Okay, you're right. I skipped that. Okay. All right. So let me just put this on the side and go back to your question, John. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. It's okay, because I'm trying to fit in a lot of things today. And he says the following. He says, and this is back in the old Moed, on the second page of this long, long tshuva, and he writes the following. First of all, he suggests a very interesting pshat as to why the Beis Halevi is right with regard to Birchas Kohen, even if I accept the Chazon Ish, meaning even if I accept the definition that I can be Yotzi through your, right, Shimon is Yotzi through Ruvain's bracha, nevertheless, the Beis Halevi is correct that Shomer Kohen is not going to help you here. Why? Because the Gemara says that with regard to Birchas Kohanim, there's a halacha that the Shomea has to hear the bracha mipi haKohen. In other words, Rabosai, listen carefully. In Birchas Kohanim, we have obviously certain conditions that have to be met as far as the Maisa Kohen, his bracha, is concerned, but there's a condition that has to be met as far as the Tzibur is concerned. The Kohen, even though he made the bracha, is not necessarily Yotze Yizchiyuv, because that bruch has to be heard by the tzibur. In other words, if I can draw a picture for you in sort of concrete terms, you know, if I was talking to a child to explain it, I would say that there's got to be a face-to-face confrontation, in a positive sense, between the Kohen and the tzibur. So now, you want to say the Chazanish Shomer Kohen. Okay, Shomer Kohen means that Shimon could be Yotze with the bracha of Reuven. But there's a problem. Because even if I'll tell you that Shimon could be Yotze with the bracha of Reuven, but there's only one problem. The Tzibur heard the bracha from Reuven and they didn't hear the bracha from Shimon. Shimon cannot fulfill his obligation unless he facilitates the Tzibur hearing his bracha. The Tzibur didn't hear a word from Shimon. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, if I'm sitting in the tzibur to dramatize, if I put my ear up to Shimon's mouth, I hear absolutely nothing. So Shimon cannot be Yotze his chiyuv, even if the normal mechanics of Shomer Kohanim makes it as if he, Shimon, heard the bracha by hearing the bracha from Reuven. It's as if he made the bracha, but the tzibur didn't hear the bracha from Shimon, and therefore Shimon is not Yotze his chiyuv.
What if there's no tzibur?
Well, there's such thing as Birchas Kohanim without a tzibur.
That's what I'm asking. What if they're 100% Kohanim in the tzibur?
It's no chiyuv.
Ah, sorry, I have to remind myself of the sugyas in Sota.
It's there, right?
Yeah, what the din is, I think they...
One does it to the rest.
There's Yushalmi about Am Shavasados, and then I think if they're all Kohanim, then they split up. I don't remember all the details, Ira. It's a sugya. Your case is a sugya in Sota. I didn't prepare that.
I have another question, similar.
Yeah?
What if you have a congregation of deaf people? Do it
Then you get into issues about lip reading. You know, if that's considered shmia, I don't know.
And look at them.
Well, if your face is covered.
You're right. You're right. That's a good point. You know, they shouldn't cover their lips. Then in that case, they cover their hands.
You say that kaddish deaf people shouldn't do it.
Yeah. The main thing is to cover their hands. But I don't know, what does it say in the postgame about a congregation of deaf people to say that?
I have no idea.
What?
I'm sure
it's in the postgame. I don't know. But I just wanted to end. I see we're running out of time, even on the new clock, I think. And the Shut Har Tzvi has a lot to add to this whole discussion. Does anybody know who authored the Shut Har Tzvi?
Frank.
Correct. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He's the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And he has an Or Chaim Sima Nun Zayin, an entire essay. It's gigantic, called Gidrei Shomea Kaonin. And he begins with a discussion about Hirur Kedibur Damin. And he wants to relate the question of Heber, how does Hirur Kedibur Dami kick in to Shomea Kaona? Do they overlap? Are they related one to the other? Then he has a sugya in Sukkah with Rabbi Shu ben Levi. And he goes on and on and on. So, Rabosai, I just want to ask you the following question. I just want to spend a few minutes trying to defend the Beis Halevi against all these proofs that are invoked by the Achronim against him from Kiddush HaLakos, from Megillah Mitoch HaSefer, or Parsh Zohar requires Mitoch HaSefer. It seems at the surface of it that all these halakos prove one conclusion, and that is that the Shomea is not a Medaber, but rather Shomea is Yotze with the Dibur of the Mashmia. What would the Beis Halevi respond to all these arguments? And perhaps we could suggest the following, that fundamentally the Beis Halevi could agree to a fundamental point of the Chazon Ish, namely that the Dibur of the Mevarech is what clinches the mitzvah, and through the Shmia, it relates to the Shomea. Why is there no possibility then, in the case of Birchas Kohanim, to achieve Shomea Ka'one? And perhaps the answer is that when the Pasuk says, Emor Lehem, Ke'odom Ha'omer Lechavero, and the Gemara dashes from that you have to be Mevarech Kol Ram, the Beis Halevi understood that Akonim Tzrichim Levarech Ilu Heim Medabrim El Atzibur Ka'odom HaMedabr El Chavero. So we could introduce that Svara, and this is one of the Svaras that the Har Tzvi suggests as to why there's no Shomei Kohanim Berchas Kohanim. Even if I accept fundamentally the definition that through Shomei Kohanim I am Yotze with the Mashmiah's Kriya, the Mashmiah's Bracha, but nevertheless there is a separate din of Ke'odom HaMedabr El Chavero, that the Tzibur has to hear it from the mouth of the Kohen. And the Tshuva, the Har Tzvi, tries to prove this from a Tosfos in Sota and Daf Lamed Tesem in Beis, where the Tosfos established that with regard to Birchas Kohanim, the Kohen have to, before they continue their Brach, they have to make sure that all the members of the Kol have recited their Amen. And Tosa says that there's no Easter for two Kohanim to go up to Duchen, despite the principle of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamai. So when the Kol is answering Amen, if the Kohen would start the Bracha before the Kol has completed its Amen, then the Kol won't be able to hear the Bracha because they're busy answering Amen. But when two Kohanim are Mevarech, Tosfos says there's no problem with Trei Koli Mishtamoi because it's Chavivi. There's a principle of Chavivi. But it would really seem from everything that Tosfos says that the Maisa Mitzvah Berchas Kohanim is that the Kohen is Mevarech and the Tzibur hears the Kohen from the Bracha. And therefore it would seem that in a situation where b'makom bo ha'adam tzarch ledaber im chavero lo yitokin l'kayim zolse yideisho me'akahone. In other words, you need the dibur of this person himself in order for the tzibur to hear the bracha from that person. So it's not the shomei ka'ona, for example, of Megillah, where the tzibur just has to hear a Megillah reading. It doesn't have to relate to any particular individual. Here, with regard to Birchas Kohen, there's a separate chiddush, a separate new principle, that the mizbarachim, in order to receive the bracha, have to hear the kol of the mevarech. And Shomei Kohen cannot achieve that goal. So that even if I would accept that definition, which was the first of our two definitions, namely that the Shomea is Yotze with the Kriyas HaMashmia, and that would certainly take care of the problem of Kol Ram, but nevertheless, we haven't solved the problem that the Tzibur has to hear the bracha from the Kohen himself. If this be the case, then all the other riots against the Beis HaLevi would fall by the wayside, because whether it's the case of Kiddush HaLakos or Kriyas HaMegillah Mitoch HaKsav, the Beis HaLevi would certainly agree that the Shomer could be Yotze through the Shmiah, the Maisa Mitzvah of the Koreh, whether it's the Koreh of the Parsha, in the case of Megillah, whether it's the Koreh HaKiddush or the Omer HaKiddush. That's a new definition, a new way of understanding the Beis HaLevi. The only question is that when we think about this explanation of the sheet of the Beis HaLevi, the Kavanos Shachef Tshel Berchas Konim Adibur Konim Al Atzibur, and therefore it's not Shaykh to Shomei Kone, is the question is, the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Ches says Hasam Matsinu Ki Gam Beis HaKnesset Shekula Kohanim, and this was a case that you mentioned earlier, that if the Beis HaKnesset is full of Kohanim, then the bracha is meaningful for the Am Shebesodos, and in this case the Am Shebesodos are not listening, they're not hearing the bracha, and yet the Kohanim are Mevarchim and they're Yotzi the Mitzvah. So you see that this halacha that you have to hear it Mipi HaKohanim is not likuva, it's not ma'akev. So then why is there such a problem of Shomei Kaona according to the Beis HaLevi? And perhaps we could say that Shomei Kaona according to the Beis HaLevi applies to mitzvos where the Yisoda mitzvah, the requirement of the mitzvah, is Haniya and Dibur. In the case of Birchas Kohanim, we have an additional requirement of the Cheftza of Dibur Acher, someone else's Dibur. Meaning that the Kohen, the Torah commanded the Kohenim to be Mavarech, Kosev Varchas B'nei Yisrael. It's not just Amira, and it's not just Dibur, but it's Levarech. We need a Maisa Bracha. And the Maisa Bracha can only be done by the Kohen himself. Now, let's think of some other nafkaminas to this chakira that we discussed about the nature of Shomei Kaona. One of them would be the case of Divrei Torah. Let's say I haven't recited Birchas HaTorah yet, and I want to listen to your Dvar Torah. Do I need to be Mevarech Birchas HaTorah? And Reb Shlomo Kluger, in his Tshuva Seif Aleph Shlomo, vacillates back and forth on this, and he thinks it might depend upon the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, if I could be Yotze my mitzvah of Talmud Torah by hearing your Talmud Torah, but it's not as if I said it, which would certainly be Rashi's approach in terms of listening to Kedusha, then I could be Yotze Talmud Torah even without making the bracha, because I'm not being motzi Torah mipi. But if I hold like Tosfos that there's some sort of quasi shlichus halach in which the Shomea has actually recited, and the kriya of Divrei Torah of the Mashmia now relates to the Shomea as if he was Kori Divrei Torah, then he should certainly be required to recite a bracha. Although, as we said at the outset of the Shia last week, the Yerushalmi seems to assume that when it comes to Shinun and Divrei Torah, there is no Aloch of Shomei Kohen at all. So that's not even an issue. Now, what happens if you have a case of a Sofek where someone is in doubt as to whether he recited a bracha he's mechuyev to recite or not? Can he just listen to his friend, have kavanah to be yotzei midin shomei ka'oneh, and that certainly should cover his bases? And yet the Madani Yontif quotes the Tzlach, and in that case the presentation was that according to Shita Satosvis, that Shomei is Netshav Ka'oneh Mamish, that's why it's a Hefseik. Perhaps we would say that in this case it's also L'chavein Lotzeis, because it might be a Brochel Vatol. This was what Ira was arguing before. And therefore, if his Shmia makes him into a Mavarech, then it should be a Brochel Vatol. But again, I think we could certainly say that there's no problem of brachal of atola over here, even according to Tosus. Even if I suggest that the bracha of the mashmiah of the mavarech relates to the shomea, I would still think that he doesn't lose anything by having kavana lotzeis bebirchas chavero. I don't think that this would constitute a violation of lotisa shem Hashem l'shav if Alpidin is considered the Mavarech, but we need the actual Maisa Bracha that we don't have. And in the absence of the Maisa Bracha, I would certainly think that there is no violation of Lotisa, and it should not be a problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger takes this very seriously, though, this from Shlomo Kluger, and he says in Arachayim Simon Kuf Dalet at the end of the Simon, he says that a person should add a Tanai. He should say, if I'm a Chuyiv in this Bracha, then I want to be Yotzei through Shomei HaKohen. If I'm not a Chuyiv in the Bracha, I don't want to be Yotzei through Shomei HaKohen. I don't want to be over on a Bracha Levatola. But nevertheless, Rabbi Kivega himself is uncomfortable with this because he refers to the Magen Avram, who writes that Yesh Sofikim Tzorch Levarach Al Mashkim B'toch HaSeuda, in a case where a person has doubts whether he needs a bracha to drink something in the middle of his Seuda, Yitein Li'achar Sheino Ochel Shivarach V'chayvim Lefotra. The simple reading of the Magen Avraham is that in this case he'll be Yotzi with someone else's bracha and he doesn't make any Tanai. So that's an interesting question here about the nature of bracha levatola, bracha shein tzricha. And then finally, what happens if a person hears half of a bracha and then he recites the other half on his own? Is Rabbi Kivega says that in such a case he's Yotzi Yedei Chova. But the Chazanish argues, and perhaps the Machlokas is based on this Chakira that we've discussed before. If you go with the Beis HaLevi's approach of Shlichus, then Rabbi Kiva is right. I made you my Shlich, so to speak, on half the Bracha, and I recited the other half of the Bracha. But basically, Alpidin, I recited both halves of the Bracha, and they connect to each other, and they integrate to form one whole Bracha. It's just there are two different tzuras of dibur here. There's one tzura of dibur through Shomei Kohen, and the other tzuras of dibur is dibur mamish. But the two halves make a whole. If I go with the Chazon Ish, on the other hand, who says that the dibur of the mashmia relates to the Shomea, but the one who's actually doing the dibur is the mashmia, the Shomea has no dibur unto himself, then one could certainly argue that there's no tziruf between Reuven's half a bracha and Shimon's half a bracha. In Shomei Kohen means not that I, the listener, am the Mavarech, you, the Mashmia, who recited the bracha on the Mavarech. Now I have a strange situation. I have half a bracha from Reuven, half a bracha from Shimon. There is no such din that a mitzvah can be fulfilled by two people working together. Okay then, Rabosai, we'll stop here and hopefully we'll get a chance to complete this in the near future. Thank you so much.